Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found. Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found.
Hour number 3 of our radio program. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. We've been waiting for this game all week. It is the game of the NFL season so far, and it kicks off Sunday at 4:25 p.m. Eastern. It's the 4-1 Buffalo Bills going to Arrowhead to square off against the 4-1 Kansas City Chiefs. And now joining us is a Pro Bowl left tackle from the Buffalo Bills and my dear friend, Deion Dawkins. Deion, how you been, my man?
Zach, what it do, brother, man? What up, bro? Long time. Actually, not long time, but a couple days, no talk. What it do?
Yeah, everything's been great. I see you rocking out in that locker room each and every Friday. How did that start about on your Instagram Live where you and a teammate are dancing like crazy guys in the locker room?
Yeah, man. It truly has been a Friday thing for a little while. Like, when I first got here, it was Freestyle Friday. We used to just freestyle rap, but that was before Instagram Live really was a big thing, so we really never did it. But, you know, me and Isaiah are very vibrant guys in the locker room. So, you know, we just clicked our live on and then we started to jam out. And then Taiwan came and joined in, and it's been a nice vibe for real.
I know you always have great dance moves, but I've never seen an offensive lineman dance with a putter the way that you did today.
Yeah. You seen the putter?
Yeah. The putter's great.
That was actually all pro Poyer's putter, man. Poyer is a huge golfer. Poyer's locker is next to mine, and I borrowed his putter, and I hope he's not upset of how close I had that putter to my body.
Man, we just dimed you out. We just ratted you out here.
For sure. Definitely just threw me under the bus, but it's all good. Poyer is for sure a team player.
Deion Dawkins here with us from the Buffalo Bills. So you guys have been rocking the last few years, and from afar, it looks like that culture and the Bills team is just such a fun group to be a part of. You being in that locker room, you being a leader, how do you describe the culture of the Buffalo Bills?
The culture is beautiful right now, Zach. You know, Brandon Bean and McDermott has done a great job of getting the right group of guys here. And we all mesh really well, bro. Like, we mesh really, really well. And I'm really excited and really honored to be on this team because everything has been going well. You know, everything has been flowing well. Everybody, has been meshing and bonding. And it's been a good feeling. And I can almost, guarantee it's not like this everywhere, and all we do is have fun. Literally, that's all, and we do. We have fun. We play football. We lock in when it's time to lock in, and then we have a blast.
I remember a tweet that you sent out in 2018 when you guys just beat the Lions, and you were in the midst of only having 6 wins that season, and you kept on saying, something special is brewing here in Buffalo. This is different. We're building something that's going to be good for a while. What did you see back in 2018 that many other people didn't? Because what it has become now is the Buffalo Bills are right at the top in the NFL.
it's funny and that you mention that. But literally, it's just like when you're a person that really cares about people and you really see what's going on and you don't, you know, look at the small stuff that really doesn't matter that people like are saying, like, oh, the Bills suck and this and that, and the Bills are still the same old Bills. And then you have somebody who's in the building and watching everything from first sight, like, and myself. And you see the bigger picture. Like, I've seen the bigger picture. I've seen exactly what McDermott was trying to do. And as you know, when we were at Temple, it still has that feeling of, you know, how Temple was. Like, we didn't really win a whole lot in the beginning, but we just stuck to it. And eventually, you know, we got the job done. So it's a beautiful feeling. It truly is, man. It's just seeing what was brewing before the world. It was just the process before the process. And, you know, from coming from Temple, like with that saying, trust the process, it was really just me saying, trust the process in a tweet.
Deion Dawkins here with us. Is it tough to stay in the moment? Because whenever someone talks about the Bills this season, it's Super Bowl or bust. They're playing for the Lombardi Trophy. How do you guys just focus week by week?
You know, we just focus on ourselves, Zach. You know, it's – we understand the window of opportunity, and we understand how hard it is to win in this league. And – we just keep everything in-house. We worry about ourselves. We focus on ourselves, and we truly just leave it all like up to the people in-house. And we don't really look outside for any, you know, joy or any love. Like, we have all of the sources that we need in the building. When you need somebody to tell you that you're doing a great job, it's there. When you need somebody who's telling you that you're not doing a good enough job, it's there. When you need a laugh and you need anything, it's all right there. So we don't look outside of the building for anything other than, you know, like our immediate families.
Deion Dawkins here with us. This is a huge game this weekend. It's all we've been talking about the entire week. Do you guys sense how big of a game this is with the history between these two teams, or do you not try to treat this game any differently?
The world, Zach, is going to make this the biggest thing ever, you know, but it's still a football team. There's still 11 people against 11 people at one time, and we don't make it bigger than what it is. You know, it's exciting. Yes, you know, a lot of people are brewing it up to be something different than what it is. It's just two great teams playing a football game, and that's truly just what it is. Like, a football game is still 60 minutes. It's not 80 minutes. It's not 100 minutes. It's 60 minutes. So either way, we understand that we have to play until that clock hits zero, and the world is going to make it bigger than what it is, but we take it, you know, it's our next game, and it's, of course, a big one because it's just that next game.
Deion Dawkins, I'm sure quite a few times this week that AFC divisional game has come up in questions when speaking to the media. Is that still motivation with how that game ended last year, or are you guys moving on from that and have you flushed it?
No. I mean, but you can't really truly overly flush it. Like, I can lie and I can sit here and be like, yeah, it's over with. You know, we flushed it. But, you know, like, that still burns in our hearts, man. Like, we're competitors, and it'll forever be that sour feeling in our mouth and in our chest and in our brain. So we understand like what happened last year, and it is and what it is, but we have a different team, you know, like everybody that's playing isn't going to feel the same emotions, but we're all on the same mission, and that's to simply leave and with a W and not an L.
Deion Dawkins here with us. Gabe Davis is off to a really good start to this year. We've seen him have some big games going back even to that divisional round game. Hey, I saw the guy make plays at UCF. He's a heck of a player. How do you kind of view Gabe Davis and his importance to this team?
Gabe is my dog, man. He is a young stallion that is just stepping, man. He's really stepping. He's really creating a lane for his own. He's already created it. And Gabe is a huge factor to our team. And I'm honored to have him as a teammate. He's truly himself. He's a dude, man. He really is. And Gabe has a heart of a lion, and he cares, and he cares about people. And when you have a good person that knows how to play ball and also cares about people and not all that glitter and glam, you know, like that's what creates a special player mentally, which creates the special player for the world to see. And he's on the right track, and I'm happy for him. You know, Gabe is a superstar, and I'm happy that he's my receiver and get to block so Josh can come comfortably get Gabe the ball.
When you take a glance at Von Miller, not only is he a force still on the field, but he brings that Super Bowl experience to Buffalo, winning two championships and a Super Bowl MVP. How has that transition been, Von coming into locker room, and what has he really brought to that team in your view?
Von is that guy, man. I love Von. Von is everything, you know, and he's made everybody around him better. Like, you feel his overall presence when he walks in the building, when he walks through meeting rooms and in the cafeteria and on the practice field. Like, you can just feel Von's presence, and that presence is a winning presence. You know, everybody that's around him wants to be just as good as Von. So when he is around, you want to play great just like Von, so you're nothing less. So you can kind of see eye to eye, and you're kind of on that same, you know, level of greatness in a way, you know. But Von has made me drastically better. His speed is still unreal. He's taught me so many things that I never even thought of in the game of football. And it's only been, five weeks plus the 4 weeks of camp. So it's really like only been 9 weeks, and he's already done things for this football team that is overall amazing, Zach, truly.
Deion Dawkins of the Buffalo Bills here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show. You know how this game gets built up. It's Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes, the two great quarterbacks in this league. You've told me from the start, right when you met Josh, that he was special. Take me through that journey on what it's like to see him go from someone at first that was a little inconsistent, and now he's one of, if not the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
You know, and just to correct you, right, Josh was never really inconsistent. You know, it takes a second for a football team to get the right tools for their quarterback. And Josh, when he first like got in, like it was a unfinished puzzle when Josh first got his opportunity to show what he can do. Then every year, you know, and Brandon Bean and the crew, like, they've been getting the right guys here to make Josh comfortable. From Josh's first start, his first jump over somebody, from his first stiff arm, from his first rushing like touchdown, and from his first deep ball, you know, it's been a gradual increase for Josh. And Josh is showing it every week that he's that guy, and he's making incredible leaps every week. And he's showing the world why he's our MVP, and he's truly who he is, which is Josh Allen, that guy.
Obviously he's in the MVP conversation. He's the alpha dog of your team, you know, franchise quarterback, face of that organization. I just wonder, is there an emphasis to try to take a little bit off his plate? Because through the first five games, he's been the leading rusher. Do you feel like you guys got to help out Josh a little bit more running the football?
Everything is game plan, Zach, as you truly know. Everything is game plan. You can look at stats. Like, you can look at Josh is doing too much or anything, but Josh is playing ball. He's playing ball, and we're winning. So I don't think that the recipe should ever change when the recipe that we've been having is a winning recipe. And not to say that with any cockiness, with anything at all, but just with confidence. And Josh, knowing his confidence, he's a running, stand in the pocket, run around, throw quarterback. Like, he's all of it, all in one. So you'll always see Josh's numbers up on everything, whether it's rushing, passing, whatever. Josh is going to do it because Josh does what Josh does, Zach, and that's, you know, take over games and be yourself.
There's been a lot of rumors this week about maybe the Buffalo Bills and Brandon Bean adding Christian McCaffrey. Have you heard any of those rumors, or what are your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I haven't heard no rumors. I've seen him But I don't get involved in any of that stuff, man. That is a whole different world. And as you know, that is way greater than our pay grade. I just get paid to block and to lead a football team. So I'm going to stick to my role and helping Josh get that ball to our stars.
I don't know, Dion. You got some clout in that organization. I hear Vaughn each and every week chirping about bringing in Odell Beckham. I think you could start chirping about Christian McCaffrey if you wanted to.
Yeah, you funny, Zach. You are truly funny, man. But, you know, I'm a huge Devin Singletary fan. I'm a huge Zach Moss fan, you know, Cook fan. Like, I love our and running backs. So, you're with us. The guys that are with us, I'm rocking with them. So, like, there's nothing against anybody, truly. And once again, that is beyond my pay grade.
You've learned something from me, how to handle the media throughout all these years.
Of course.
So before we let you run, this week, the mentality, I know it's always 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. What's the mentality like, though, inside that locker room as you guys get set for this game up against Kansas City?
So, as you know, right, as you've been my good friend for a long time, Zach, why would it ever change now, brother? Tell me, why would it ever change now? And we could probably say it together. The mindset is literally be 1-0 every week, and it will never change. That is the game plan. There's no this ain't physics, this ain't science, this ain't rocket science, you know. The mindset is leave 1-0 every week, and the rest will fall into place.
Well, you've never changed. You've been the same person since I met you at Temple, and I'm so happy and thrilled, you know that, for your success. But definitely wanted to say that on the show, and to see the player you become has been absolutely awesome. Kick ass this weekend. Good luck, and safe travels to Kansas City.
Hey, Zach, you already snow, brother. And it's forever love, and it will always be, man. And I love you, brother. Much love. You already snow.
Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found. Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found. Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found.
Finding a perfect suit can seem impossible, but finding a suit that's perfect for you is simple with Indochino. Choose your favorite fabric and customize every detail. Then submit your measurements online or get measured in store for a custom made-for-you fit at an incredible price. And with Indochino's fall collection featuring new colors and premium fabrics, you'll be in style all season long. Indochino makes it easy to craft a look that suits you perfectly. Suits start at just $449, and fitted shirts start at just $89. And you can fine-tune every detail, lapels, linings, monograms, and more. Create a personalized wardrobe that doesn't cost a fortune with options like shirts, casual wear, and outerwear. Want to elevate your look? Indochino lets you make any suit a tux. Design your perfect suit today with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more with promo code FALLUPDATE at Indochino.com. That's INDOCHINO.com. Promo code FALLUPDATE.